This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a 5-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West, IH-10. There's high school playoff football tonight on KWED. The Marion Bulldogs took care of the Jordanton Indians last week. Now they'll face the Edna Cowboys. Marion defeated Jordanton 28-22 last Friday night in the bi-district round, while Edna crushed San Diego 63-7 last Thursday in their bi-district playoff. Tonight, the schools meet in the Class 3A Division I area round at Gobbler Stadium in Cuero, and you'll be able to hear the game on KWED. Bulldogs senior quarterback Cade Pape ran for over 150 yards with 3 touchdowns in Marion's bi-district victory. Pape got the Bulldogs on the board with a 96-yard TD run in the first quarter, set up by a Dylan Mora interception at the goal line. Marion running back Tanner Otis also ran for over 150 yards against Jordanton, along with a touchdown. The Marion defense picked off 3 passes on the night, including an Emerson Blevins game clincher in the fourth quarter. Marion special teams came up big as well. The Bulldogs recovered the second half kickoff, leading to a score. Marion head coach Joe Call credited his coaching staff for giving his players the blueprint for success.
The hat goes off to, first and foremost, is to our coordinators. You know, Coach Sierra, our offense coordinator, and Coach Gonzalez, our defense coordinator, and Coach Guerra, our special teams coordinator. You know, they spend a lot of time in making sure they get our kids into positions to be successful. All right, and that's one thing. But then the kids have to execute it, and our kids did a really good job. I've always said that there's a lot of knowledgeable coaches out there, but the good coaches are the ones that are able to let their kids execute that knowledge, right? And it's not so much what you know as a coach, but what your kids know. And our coaches do a really good job of preparing our kids, and our kids do a heck of a job of executing that and carrying that plan out. So, yeah, we were really fired up the way everything came together.
Marion, the third-place team from District 13-3A, improved to 7-4 on the season with last week's playoff victory. They face an 8-3 Edna team tonight. Edna earned the top seed out of District 15-3A. The winner of tonight's game moves on to the regional semifinals to face the winner of the Ingram Moore Orange Grove area playoff. Our Marion football playoff coverage starts at 6:35 tonight, where we'll visit Moore with Marion coach Joe Call on the Marion Bulldog Report. Then we'll head to Gobbler Stadium for our Bulldog pregame leading up to kickoff between Edna and Marion at 7 p.m. here on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. High school basketball, the Marion Lady Bulldogs are 3-0 on the season after taking down New Braunfels Christian Academy on Thursday. Marion coasted to victory in front of their home crowd, 51-23. The Lady Bulldogs head to the road Monday, where they'll play at Falls City. In tournament action, the Seguin Lady Matadors split a pair of games Thursday at the Seguin Girls Basketball Tournament. The tournament continues today and tomorrow. And the Navarro Running Lady Panthers also went 1-1 at the San Antonio Cole Tournament on Thursday. Navarro continues play in that tournament today and tomorrow. College hoops, the TLU Bulldogs are at Memorial Gymnasium this afternoon for their first home game of the season. The Bulldogs are hosting Southwestern for Whiteout Night. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.